Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm your friend, Kate Spencer.
I'm your other friend, Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And welcome to a mini episode.
Here we are.
We take your questions, your calls, your comments, your emails.
Yep. All those things.
Were you thinking of another kind of message?
I was like, telegrams?
DMs?
We read the DMs, but I feel like we don't use those for the mini episodes.
It's hard. DMs are such a disorganized.
Yeah.
So we read them, but we don't necessarily always pull for them. I do screenshot them sometimes and then forget.
Well,
we've learned, don't DM us a question. Please email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390.
So, Kate, we recently talked a lot about friendship on the podcast.
We did a whole episode, and wouldn't you know, people had questions and feedback.
Yeah. Turns out people have thoughts about friendship.
Which is good. I'm glad they do.
Yeah,
it would,
me too.
You know what? It would have been weirder if people had been like, nope, no thoughts.
Totally. You know, I think I do, before we get to the email, I do think it's one of those things that like, it's not taboo to talk about, but I feel like in our 20s and 30s, we spend so much time focusing on romantic relationships that sometimes really thinking about and working on your friendships like falls by the wayside.
Well, and also, you know, it wasn't until I was much older until I like realized that friendships aren't just like a thing that happens.
Totally.
Like, you have to work at them the same way you do a marriage.
Exactly.
And that took me a long time. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, naturally we'll all be friends and I don't have to do anything.
Right.
Yeah. You have to actually put some effort
in. People don't always talk about friendship and sometimes the difficulties of friendship. So we are here to be your forum is what I'm saying.
Here we are. Two friends. Talking about friendship. So we received a couple emails. I wanted to start off with this one. This was in response to that episode. This listener wrote, "This past episode where you discussed the importance of friendships really resonated with me. However, I was hoping you would cover not just nourishing existing friendships, but making new friendships as an adult and specifically ways to do that. I'm 34 years old. In the past year, I broke up with my boyfriend and all but one, parentheses, literally just one, I counted because I couldn't believe the statistic, of my friends has either had a child, gotten pregnant, married, engaged, or moved away. Through no fault of my friends, their life changes have caused them to not really be available to me anymore. In addition, just feeling that I have less and less, parentheses, no kids, no partner, in common with these friends makes me feel even more isolated. When I am able to see them, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of common ground anymore. I'm now incredibly lonely and miss having fun friendships where I felt like I relate to the other person. I love my existing friends and I'm truly happy for them and their exciting life events. They deserve them. But I think my best bet in the meantime is to try to meet new friends, particularly ones with whom I have more in common now. Problem is, I don't know where to meet new people. I'm signing up to take a language class, but I'd like to cast a wide net and try a number of different things in hopes of meeting some new friends. I'm just not sure what else to try. Any suggestions? I live in Chicago, if that's helpful."
I do have some suggestions for our listener.
If it's not improv comedy, then I don't want to hear them. They're in Chicago.
Yeah. Improv comedy is a great idea. That was not going to be one of my suggestions.
I was just teasing.
No, but you're right. Improv comedy is a great idea. I feel like so many people make friends through improv.
Listener, as an improv comedian who met their husband and a whole network of very close friends through improv comedy, I can tell you, you don't need to ever become a comedian. You don't ever need to pursue it professionally or even as a hobby. Take one improv class.
Yeah.
And you will meet interesting people.
That is great advice. I was going to say volunteer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 100%.
And my other piece of advice was going to be join a sports league. Like join a dodgeball or kickball league.
I like that.
I never did this, but I feel like I knew people who like, I know someone who like met his wife playing kickball.
I have a lot of friends who are in like a local, there's a local running shoe store near me and they all run together.
That's
they
another,
all met each other yeah. at this running group. Now, listen, I don't want to run.
Sure.
I was going to suggest that Meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Actually has tons of different groups that I've never used, but I have a ton of friends who have met people through Meetup.
I like that.
And all you have to do is go once. And if it's because I'm like a fearful joiner because I'm always afraid something's going to be weird or I'm going to feel weird. So, excuse me, you go once and see how it is.
Totally.
I also searched, and I don't believe we have a Forever 35 Chicago group, subgroup,
mm-hmm.
but I would throw your name into the Forever 35 Facebook group and see if people want to meet for tea.
You know, the Forever 35 Dallas group.
Very active.
Very active. They meet IRL all the time.
I know. And Chicago, I believe we have a good chunk of listeners
there. I think we do have a good chunk of listeners there.
So it would not surprise me if you met a friend that way.
Totally.
I'm just thinking of some
of the... Forever 35 Friendship Club.
Oh, that's a great idea. The other things, like a book club is where I've met people. You know, putting a book club together and asking everybody to bring a friend to that could be a really helpful way to kind of incorporate new people into your friend group. Volunteering is awesome. You could get active in a political campaign.
Yeah. If you're religious, you could go to church or synagogue or mosque or wherever you might go.
That's a Quaker meeting group.
Quaker meeting. Meet people through that.
Now, you have to actually, the hard part, you can go to all these things. The hardest part, I think, is finding someone who you actually connect with.
Yeah.
And so, like Dory's talked about on the podcast, how you kind of made dating a job.
I did.
I actually think you have to take the same approach with friendships. And I can tell you, it took me a long time. I was hunting a long time for women with children that I connected with after I had my first kid. And it wasn't always easy to make those friends. And you would find like, hey, we both have kids and that's all we have in common, and we don't share the same sense of humor, so, you know, we have nothing really to talk about besides like baby shits. So I would say, you know, it takes some time the same way it does to meet a romantic partner. So I hope that those are some helpful suggestions. And you're right, we should have covered that. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you, listener, for bringing that up.
Circling back to the old like join a book club thing. A lot of times if you don't want to put it together, different libraries or bookstores, different organizations will have book clubs that they're already doing.
Yeah.
And I love a book club friendship.
And there might be some news on that front from Forever 35 soon.
Oh, Dory, look at
just
that.
Just throwing that out there.
Dropping some Easter eggs.
We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
With
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Well, we're back.
Here we are.
Yep.
Here we are. We have another email question. Dory, you want to read this one?
Yes, I would love to.
Get in there.
After I moved in with my boyfriend a few years ago, I no longer heard from my former roommate, who I'd gone to grad school with and lived with for about 5 years in all for over a year and a half. I was really pissed off when I didn't hear back from her when I moved out and was shocked when she reached out without an apology around the holidays last year. Looking back, I don't think she was a very good friend to me, and she'd sort of disappeared from our friendship at least twice before. I essentially told her I thought that our friendship was over since I hadn't heard from her in so long, but I still feel sad about it sometimes. Any ideas on how to heal this type of hurt?
Listener, I had a friendship that meant a lot to me that ended very badly, and I still feel sad about it. And this was now over a decade ago, almost 2 decades ago. And I still feel sad. I still miss this person. But also, I don't think I can be in a friendship with that person.
Yeah.
And I think it sounds like you list like five different ways this this roommate was not a very good friend to you. It sounds like you are not interested in maintaining the friendship. You're just grappling with kind of the lingering feelings of sadness. And I do think, you know, this is Kate. I've written a lot about grief. I think there is a ton, the same grief that comes with losing a person or a pet comes with the end of a relationship. And you're grieving this friendship.
Yeah.
And that relationship. And I just honestly think, like, one, it will, working through your feelings and letting time pass will help heal, but you might just also always feel sad about it.
Yep. I'm nodding. And I'm also thinking about, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, oh, this is someone, the former friend, not the letter writer.
Yeah.
Former friend. This is someone who needs to be the center of the universe and feels abandoned.
Not the person who wrote us.
Not the person who wrote us.
The other
person.
Interesting.
As soon as the letter writer moved out to be with her boyfriend, the former roommate passive-aggressively withdrew.
Oh, interesting.
Because she felt abandoned.
Oh, you are armchair psychoanalyzing right now, but I'm kind of here for it.
That she felt abandoned by her roommate with her boyfriend, who she was probably jealous. I'm not saying she was jealous of the boyfriend, but she was probably jealous of that relationship. And she took it out on you. And, you know, I've been friends with people who felt threatened by my friendships with other people. And those are just not people who you want to be. Those are tough people to be friends with because they demand so much from you and they don't give that much in return. And so, you know, I think it's like, I think Kate, you're right. She's not asking like, how do I become friends with this woman again? I think she's saying, how do I get over this? I'm just trying to psychoanalyze the situation and make you realize that this is not your fault.
And I think the feeling of sorrow is normal. And also it can be kind of confusing when we feel sad about our friendship or relationship with a shitty person ending.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's like, God, this person wasn't a great friend, but I still feel sad. I still miss them. I still miss our relationship. That can feel confusing.
Yeah, really confusing. Because probably the relationship wasn't 100% bad. There must have been something about this friendship that was good.
Totally.
That you got gratification from. And so that is hard to let go. But I, you know, we see you, we acknowledge you, we acknowledge your hurt, we acknowledge your pain, and it's okay. Should we hear a voicemail?
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Danielle from Columbus, Ohio. I'm kind of feeling a rush right now because I just went to Sephora and I got a shit ton of samples. And
oh, yeah, girl.
Feel bad about it. If anybody was wondering, I went to a Sephora and a JCPenney and I asked for more than 3 samples. I actually got like 7.
Wow.
And they said, yeah, no problem. So if you're in Columbus and go to Tuttle Mall, ask for Donna and she'll give you some stamps. I wanted to shout out and say I love your podcast so much. I don't ever call in at all and it's real weird. But I'm doing it, and I love it. And I want to say hey to my girlfriends that I turned on to the podcast that I hope are listening, Michelle and Katrina. Love you, girls. And hope you guys are having a great day. Bye.
Donna really hooked her up.
Donna in the Tuttle Mall in the JCPenney.
The Sephora in the JCPenney.
In Columbus.
Yes.
What if Donna's a listener?
Donna, get at us.
Thank you for giving this caller 7 samples,
yeah,
Donna.
Yeah, that was so nice.
And caller, way to go.
Yeah.
Way to have Sephora courage.
Also, I love, you do kind of get a rush.
When you're like, I am going to request a thing for free.
Yeah.
I would love to know what you got. What stamps did you get?
And do you think you'll buy a full size of anything?
I mean, isn't that the moment of truth?
I'm dying to
know. Where you like scrape the last bit out of the tiny plastic sample thing and you're like, I need more.
What are some things that you've gotten samples of that you ended up buying?
Tatcha water cream.
Oh, yeah.
Love that old gal. I'm hyper. I think I'm having too much water. I've overhydrated. That's the biggest one. I think I also tried the Drunk Elephant Baby Facial and bought that full size. Oh, I went, this was last year when I like first discovered serums. Drunk Elephant Vitamin C Serum I got, and then also Good Jeans. I got all those things plus the Tatcha water cream, and I also got the Sunday Riley Tidal moisturizer, but I liked the water cream better.
Okay.
So those are some big recent, like in the last year. Mm-hmm. Do you have things that have gone from sample to full size?
I do. The Dr. Jart like gel moisturizer. It's basically like, I think it's like Aqua Bomb. And I use that in the morning. It's like a perfect light moisturizer to layer under my sunscreen.
Love it.
I love it. So I had gotten that as like a, you know, one of those, I think it was like a Sephora 100-point gift or something, like one of those. Along those same lines, I had gotten a sample of Gucci Bloom.
Oh, your perfume. My perfume. Of choice.
Yeah. So that was a perfume sample that I bought. And I bought the full I got a perfume sample of Tom Ford Santal Blush that I bought the full size of.
Wow.
Which was a big commitment.
I was going to say, because expensive. The perfume is pricey. That is a big leap.
Yeah. So those were two that I got. Those are the ones that stick out to me right now.
That's why I feel like you can never feel embarrassed to request a sample, because the samples are often the gateway to the full size.
Totally.
And every business.
No shame in the sample game.
No way. A business has got to know.
Mm-hmm.
Samples are where it's at.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to take another break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets. So they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back.
We have one last email, and it was so sweet.
Would you like to read it?
I would. Okay. It really warmed my soul. Hi, Kate and Dory. I must admit that last week, episode 40, is the first time I've listened to your podcast. It was recommended to me a few weeks ago by one of my oldest and dearest friends. We've been friends since middle school, and she has always had the best taste, everything from bat mitzvah dresses to now podcasts. I was just so moved to write in because the topic happened to be friendship, and hers continues to mean so much to me. Now, not only am I a new loyal listener, been tearing through back apps and wondering how I've gone this long without this great podcast, but I feel like in our busy lives, jobs, kids, different cities, etc., knowing that she and I both listen to Forever 35 each week will make me feel like we are connecting without even saying a word. Danielle, I know you are listening. This is Randy. Thanks for the recommendation. Love you. Can you tell that I'm about to cry?
Oh, I got choked up reading that.
That is so nice. I have chills. Danielle and Randy.
Danielle and Randy, friends since middle school.
That just warmed my freaking heart. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much for writing in, yeah. Randy. And thanks for listening. And Danielle, thanks for recommending the podcast to Randy. Oh, God, I'm emotional.
It's okay.
I don't know why that made me so. It was just really sweet.
It was very, it was a very sweet and earnest and powerful email.
Yeah. And I appreciate you writing in to let us know. And welcome. You're welcome to join listening to this podcast anytime.
My bat mitzvah dress was from Laura Ashley.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like not fancy enough.
It was like a fancy Laura Ashley dress. It was purple.
With flowers?
No. It had kind of puff sleeves and like a tight bodice, and then it was floor length.
Oh my God. Do you have a picture of it?
I do.
Can you please share it?
Not on me, but I have a picture of it.
And how was your hair styled?
It was up, and then I had thick bangs.
Oh, I would give anything. I would give anything. Did you have any like tendrils?
No tendrils that I recall.
And were your shoes like those like satiny heels with like a tie, like a 1-inch heel?
I think they were suede, but the same idea.
Oh, Tori.
Definitely bought the dress at the Chestnut Hill Mall.
Oh, the best mall.
They had a Laura Ashley store there.
I remember I used to go with my mom every time. My mom loved Laura Ashley.
I had my room was Laura. I had a Laura Ashley comforter and sheet set. And then I got Laura Ashley wallpaper.
Me too. Same. I think it's still like circulating in my parents' like in their linen closet. I think my pillowcase and bedspread is still in there.
Was it reversible? Mine was reversible.
I don't recall. It was just a bright aqua floral pattern.
Oh, mine was pink. It had pink flowers on one side and then pink stripes on the other side. And then my wallpaper was the same pink stripe.
We were fucking so cool.
We were
in
awesome.
1992. I will say that I always thought Jessica McClintock was
sure.
Like the for when I was going to bat mitzvahs, like if you were fancy, which I was not, you had a Jessica McClintock dress. Mm-hmm. I went to the local version of Marshall's to get with my mom. We would go dress shopping. It was great.
Well, on that note,
that was a trip down memory lane.
It was great to talk to you all this week.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.